and Marion Mayor Bob Butler on the other end of the line. Bob, I don't think, 61, partly sunny, not such a bad forecast after last week trudging across the tundra.
I should say so. I can stand a little rain a whole lot better than I can stand the cold.
Yeah, I felt liberated this morning not having five layers on driving to work and 6 inches of snow. I just felt like it was spring.
Yeah.
We got 10 more days, however, before that rolls around. Marion Mayor Bob Butler joining us on the line this morning. Bob, so much to talk about and a lot of stuff being talked about in the media right now in various reports. And one where Marion is kind of bubbling up is the mall and its status. That not all we had hoped for when it comes to business growth. In fact, going the other way.
It is really unfortunate. Of course, they've got a couple of the owners of the mall in jail for some reason or another. I don't believe these people have ever really been knowledgeable about operating a mall, but they own the mall. And so hopefully something will be worked out that they can get the thing on the right keel.
You think new ownership is what's needed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've really had anybody experienced in mall of operation running that place. And until they get that, it's not going to be a good situation.
Another story that's getting noticed this morning is actually a national story that's been localized, and that is the concern in Washington about federal subsidies for airports. And, the Williamson County Airport is one of those subsidies, but I think it's worthy of note from what I've been able to discern. I haven't got a chance to talk to Doug Kimmel yet, is some airports are using large jets and then putting two people on them, capable of seating 50, whereas Williamson County Airport is not doing that. They're using smaller planes, 6, 12 on board,
right.
But still these federal subsidies where they're being abused.
This is a situation where one size doesn't fit all. I think that the Williamson County Airport has been operated efficiently in a very businesslike manner, and they have as a benchmark 10,000 employments a year, and they've been going over that. They've reached the mark. I cannot believe they will cut Williamson County out of that.
That's an interesting program. The idea is to be able to help rural areas, and it was pointed out in one report that the money that is used for that comes from airline tickets. It's not like it's coming out of taxpayers' income tax. Somebody in the air business, somebody who utilizes airports, is actually paying for that when they buy tickets.
Sure. Well, and that seems to me ought to be the way it should operate.
Yeah.
But given the record in Washington, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will accept it.
So campaign season is around, and there's always a lot of stuff that goes on with this. And in general, in particular, one candidate says that Marion lacks transparency, that it needs to be more transparent, and basically alluding to an old boy network that runs and is responsible for Marion and hard for a new person to break in.
Well, when you don't have anything really to use as an issue, you bring up the old saw of transparency. I don't know how we could be any more transparent. Our records are open. Our meetings are open. The door to my office is open. My name is in the phone book at the mayor's office. If you want to talk to me, all you got to do is either come in or call. I think it's substantially the same thing with the commissioners. We have absolutely nothing to hide. As long as you're open and honest, there is no reason to try to hide anything. And, of course, that is the implication that these people make when they say, let's have more transparency. Well, look at Obama, most transparent operation in the country's history, and we've never had anything so hidden. Transparency is just a byword.
So this transparency, when I drove through town and I saw this sign beside the road, the hub of corruption, boy, that got my attention.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, that's another disgruntled person who didn't get what she thought she should have from the state when they were working out the right-of-way problems for the highway construction projects. And this woman has accused maybe every businessman in town and perhaps in the county of corruption. And she's accused the tax assessor for Williamson County of corruption. She has absolutely no basis. She can't prove a thing. She, I'm sure, has gone to the state's attorney. She's probably gone to the attorney general. She's asked the state police, the sheriff, to investigate, and there is nothing to investigate. I really think this gal needs to see a psychiatrist.
You know, the Ann Colburn, one of your candidates in particular, says that the priority for Marion should be getting the debt under control, claiming that Marion has $58 million of debt and that this needs to be addressed as a priority.
I tell you, this gal knows so little about city finance, so little about bond indebtedness that it is really pitiful, sad. We have a report from Standard & Poor, which is a national rating firm that gives Marion a AA- rating for bonds. This is right at the top of the list, and we issued $10 million in bonds in November, and this was a report. And in the report, they talked about strong financial management in Marion. This woman has no clue what she's talking about. Now, where does the money go that we borrow for the debt on the bond issue? Well, it goes to financing the Civic Center. It goes for the Recreation Center. We had a mandate from the EPA to build a $9 million sewer plant. The question is, which of these projects would Ann Colburn suggest that we not do? She is opposed to the Recreation Center. I might mention that she refers to herself as the Steel Magnolia. Now, if she were elected mayor, I can see her being called Mayor Magnolia of Marion. Really a fanciful title. I'd rather it simply be Mayor Butler.
You know, when you talk about this, we got a state loan, federal grants, motor fuel safety tax. There's a lot of issues when it comes, because you referenced how it works, that you have known sources to cover these bonds, basically. Mayor, I think we've got somebody. Sounds like kind of dial in on the phone.
Bond buyers don't buy bonds unless they know they're going to get their money back. And the Standard & Poor report assures people that the city of Marion has the capability to pay back. In fact, a lot of the indebtedness will be paid off in 5 years. So this is a figment of somebody's imagination. I get tickled. I've got on the ballot. But I have several.
Apparently, Mayor, we have an issue here with the phones that are coming up and interrupting your conversation here. Mayor Butler, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can we pick it up where we were left off there?
I was simply saying that bond buyers don't buy bonds unless they know they're going to get their money back. Standard & Poor's says that we'll have most of our indebtedness paid off in 5 years. They assure people that Marion bonds are good investments. And I might mention that this is the very thing that both of my opponents for mayor on the ballot have raised, as well as the people in the editorial room of the Southern Illinois. None of them have a clue about what they're talking. It would be nice if they would stop by and let somebody explain to them what's going on.
Double A bond rating, which is something that a lot of other communities in state would be proud to have.
I should say so. It's right at the top of the list.
I mean, the idea being here, there are some things that have to be done. And as we mentioned, we're talking about here, you got roads, sewers, water, enlarging, I think widening Morgan Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
The interchange at 57.
That's right.
There's a long list of things that are being done here. And this is one of the themes that you and I have often discussed. Sometimes you got to spend money to make money, whether it's the Star Bonds project and trying to get something going there, or many years ago trying to get the mall going, or even when it was the hub, when that piece of property was otherwise occupied, that you got to spend money to make money?
Oh, absolutely. And you would be remiss if you opportunity.
We once again got interrupted, but you would say we'd be remiss if we missed the opportunity.
That's right. A city is forward or sliding back, and you're going to start sliding back if you don't do something.
I'm not sure what's going on, Mayor, but we're really having a terrible problem with our phone lines here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really missing parts of the conversation here. I'm hoping we can kind of limp through the next bit. I mean, here's the thing. Marion, good money manager, as you and I discussed a while back, and I remember this, and when I was reading it, figures, Marion is one of the biggest contributors to the state tax coffers in the entire state. I think that's worthy of note as well, because Marion, a business community with 57 and 13, mixing, it's a hub as well for all of Southern Illinois. But going forward, over the next 4 years, on your pending reelection, where does Marion left to go? And do you still, after 50-some-odd years being mayor, do you still possess the vision it takes to get Marion to take Marion where you think it needs to go?
Oh, I think so. When I was first elected mayor, I knew Marion had potential, but I had no idea where it was going to go. You go with the flow. I'm sure we took certain actions that helped get the city on the right track, and we followed that repeatedly. You know, when you're having success, why change? Why should we change horses in the middle of a stream? I think Marion's potential is without limit. But there are always people who are going to be opposed, who are going to detract from anything that we undertake to do. There were people against the Civic Center. There are people now against the Recreation Center. You could go. There were people against the Pavilion.
Miners Ballpark.
If we had stopped every time somebody objected to something, Marion would just be a wide spot in the road.
You know what's interesting is when, you know, there was a microcosm of what you were just saying. Red Lobster didn't want to come to Marion because it didn't meet the population per square mile criteria in proximity to the restaurant's location. And then it turns out it was one of the best money-making Red Lobsters in the country. There comes a point where you've got to have some vision and some faith, but you also have to be willing to, well, occasionally fail.
Oh, sure. You know, Babe Ruth would not hit 714 home runs if he quit swinging every time he struck out. And so we don't hit a home run every time, but that doesn't keep us from trying. And it has paid off for us, certainly big time.
In particular, is there something you'd like to accomplish? I know you've always, since the very beginning, you've worried about flooding in the community. But I'm wondering, is there something on your agenda now that you say, I want to get this done. I want to get in another term, and I want to close this in.
Well, oftentimes people in office use as an excuse to run again. I have a program and I'm only half through with it, and I need to be reelected so I can continue my program. Well, my program is to continue to do what we have been doing. Keep Marion as a business-friendly community. It is amazing how often people will come in, new business will come by prospectively and say, what about this and what about that? How long is it going to take us to get a permit? We knock down all the barriers and obstacles that might come up. We are here to help. I don't want to know why something can't be done. I just want to hear how we're going to get it done. And so that's my prime objective. And I might mention in passing, we have 12 banks in the city of Marion.
All right. Now, Mayor, we got interrupted by the phones again. So I'm going to ask you, I'm hoping you can still hear me, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yeah.
I need to ask you to pick it up where you said we have 12 banks in Marion.
We have Marion is the Marion's the bank.
All right. Apparently the phone's doing their thing again, Mayor, but at least it's precise. Once again, we need to pick it up at where you left off at 12 banks.
Well, I was trying to say Marion is the banking center of Southern Illinois. Banks don't come to a town unless they know it is the place to be. Marion is the place to be.
Is it harder being Marion mayor because it's in the state of Illinois?
Yes. Given the condition of the state, and right now the state's talking about taking away 50% of the city's share of income tax, Marion's share typically is $1,600,000. They're wanting to take away $800,000 of that. And this is the same thing for cities across the state. There are some cities that will probably go under if they lose half of the income tax. We would take a hit, but it wouldn't be mortal. And doing business in Illinois is like a fish trying to swim upstream. And we have a double whammy. You've got the mess in Washington, but then you have the mess in Springfield. And we have to struggle. But you have to maintain hope. You have to be aggressive. You have to keep pushing. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. And we have some people like my opponents who...
All right, once again, phone line's giving us some problem this morning. Mayor Butler, hopefully you're back. The phone's just interrupted, and you just were saying your opponents, and that's where we lost you.
Yeah, my opponents really don't have a clue. They're running for election, and I appreciate that, but you know... When you run for office, you ought to...
I want to apologize for whatever it is that's going on this morning. It's my fault necessarily because I'm not touching anything, but we are continuously getting interrupted this morning while we're trying to wrap up. Mayor, we've got about 20 seconds. Could you wrap up today here? I'm sorry about the phones this morning. Could you wrap up very quickly where we were talking before we were interrupted?
Well, I was saying that... It is difficult to do business in Illinois. Until Springfield gets things straightened out, it's going to be tough. And even despite that, Marion has been...
All right. Well, this has clearly gotten to the point where it's frustrating both the mayor and myself, and rightfully so. Mayor Butler, we're going to ask you back at another time and make up for today's whatever's wrong with the phone lines this morning.
I appreciate it, Tom. You're a gentleman.
Because it's interrupting every time we get to something crucial that we're getting interrupted. So, Mayor Butler, first off, I want to thank you for the time that we got without the monotonous clicks in the background, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Butler. 840.
Yep.